Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And thanks for joining us today. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful in Buffalo, New York. And I'm so excited to have our guest on, Dr. Peter Gambacorta from Northtown Orthopedics. Good morning.
Morning, Robbie. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Glad to be here this morning.
I'm so glad that you're here, and I appreciate it because I'm sure you probably want to be out there with your wife and your kids today.
They were running around this morning. Yes, we all were a little bit.
So. Yes. Well, we'll let you escape after this, and you can enjoy this beautiful day that we have because there's not many left.
Absolutely.
But I just posted a picture of you on Facebook from the last time you were here. But I'm gonna have to take another one because you got some hair stuff going on.
It is Movember.
So. That's what. Yeah, I've been watching. The news. All the guys on the news have it going on, and yeah, that's cool. I like it. Well, I was excited about you coming today because, I actually cut down on my classes to take care of my mom who just moved in with me and my family. And, out of the blue, my shoulder is bothering me now. And so we're going to have to look into that. I'm only going to see the expert. So, but I know your specialty is sports medicine, shoulder, hip, knee, and also that you have the subspecialty for hip. Arthroscopic surgery, right?
Correct. That's correct.
And pediatric and adolescent sport.
Correct. Yeah. So, I do a lot of surgeries in different areas in the body. As a sports medicine specialist, I do take care of a lot of different injuries, whether they're broken bones or ligaments, muscle injuries. A lot of them land in overuse, as I'm seeing a lot of athletes now. We're kind of nearing an end of our running season, where a lot of the 5Ks and the marathons and half marathons are starting to wind down, at least in our area. So, and the fall sports are now transitioning into the winter sports for all of our high school and college athletes. So a lot of injuries that I'm seeing throughout the body land in that overuse or acute injury, areas, as we had discussed, prior in the past.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said to my husband. I'm like, okay, wait, this doesn't make sense. I cut down on my classes and my shoulder's now bothering me. He said, we went out to dinner last night. He's like, you got to call Dr. Peter Gambacorta. He helped my shoulder. You helped his shoulder.
Yeah, I did.
And he said he can help you too. And I'm like, well, just give me the cliff notes, okay, because I don't have time. But I see him tomorrow, so this is cool. This is cool.
Curbside consult after the show, Robbie.
No yes. Problem. Okay. All right. That's what I love. But, the injuries that you see must be kind of cyclical. It's like it rotates with the sports, right?
It definitely rotates with the season. We woke up the other morning, there was a little ice on the ground, and I went, oh, might be seeing some ankles and wrists today. But, there's definitely a cycle in the seasons with different types of injuries, although there is kind of a consistency in certain injuries that I'm seeing in my office because I specialize in one area. So, in those body parts, as we had said, your shoulder hurts. There's only so many things in your shoulder that can be hurting you, and whether you're working out in the gym or you're going skiing or you're playing football, if your shoulder's hurting, you might be injuring one of those finite things in the shoulder.
Right.
So, it's a matter of just figuring out which part is hurt and then trying to get you back into your sport, your athletic activity, or just your lifestyle without pain. And most of the time that can be accomplished with conservative measures where you're not doing surgery on somebody. And it's mostly just targeting, kind of showing you the way to walk down the path and the things that you can do to make this pain go away.
Right. Yeah. Well, and while you're saying that, I'm thinking, it just flashed in my head when it started. It's not going to be, the whole show is not going to be about my shoulder, by the way, but I want to say this. We obviously moved my mom in with me, and I was lifting all these heavy boxes. Oh, my husband lifted the heavy stuff, but I think probably that's what has happened. So it doesn't necessarily, happen with sports. People come to you when they get injured in other areas or they're slipping on the ice, like you said.
Absolutely. Slip on the ice, car accidents, fall at work. We see, I see all different injuries from all different, walks of life, not just the guy that was playing football over the weekend. So, yeah, somebody who was doing a lot of box lifting with your shoulder, most likely you just irritated the bursa because of the repetition and the motion that you were doing, lifting heavier weights and doing it in a position that might not have been best for your shoulder.
Right.
Put your shoulder at risk for irritation and soreness.
Yes. So, well, I wish I was just thinking, I wish I would have met you because my mom, a few years ago, well, she fell and broke her hip, but she also slipped on the ice and broke both arms, believe it or not. But, you know, with the elderly, we have to be so careful. And I hate to take my mom out when it starts getting icy, even though I'm
absolutely
holding on to her, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I take care of a lot of patients that are more mature in age. I don't like to use old.
More mature in age.
Yeah. And, you know, when they have an injury, there's often a, even though the bones heal, there's often a sense where they're mentally not secure in themselves as they used to be, and they're more cautious, and they're a little bit more afraid of falling down and doing it again. And a lot of the rehab and the therapy that, you know, patients like your mother might have to go through to gain that confidence is a lot of strength building in the lower extremity, a lot of balance, and then the confidence to be able to get back and do stuff. So we often might see somebody like your mother who broke her hip, and there would be a step down from being completely independent to maybe using a walker or cane, because it gives them that sense of stability.
Right, right. And that's what we have her using. And I know also her perception is off. So when she's stepping down a curb, she doesn't know how far down it is, or sometimes she doesn't even see it. So it's important. But that's what I love about you. Well, one of the things that I love is that you take care of pediatric adolescent injuries and patients, as well as everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
So I do a lot of general orthopedics is kind of where, you know, where a lot of my private practice is. But in my specialty training, one of the years when I was doing my training through medicine, I did a lot of training in adolescent and young adults. And the techniques that I picked up in my training at Harvard were specific for that age group, because there's a lot of different injuries they're going to get at that age that you might not get when you're older, and they would need to be treated differently. And when I came back to Buffalo, that's why I was offered the medical directorship at Women and Children's Hospital for the sports medicine department, because I brought back some neat techniques that we weren't previously using or being employed in Buffalo.
Yeah, you know, that's something I want to talk about today, because I learned over the last couple of weeks that several people in my kickboxing classes, which we've talked about before, have had hip surgery, replacements.
Right.
And I was telling them about you. I was actually, there was some other people that I was talking to, that we were all talking to in a group, that were complaining about their hip. And I said, you've got to go see Dr. Peter Gambacorta, because he has some cutting edge, you know, things that he does. And I know that, you know, he can help you. But it always amazes me that there's such young people walking around with hip replacements.
Yeah, you know, I think part of the reason for that is, you know, a few years ago, maybe even, you know, maybe a decade ago or even less, our options for hip pain, when you had hip pain, were live with it, do physical therapy, maybe try an injection. And the other option would have been have your hip replaced. We didn't really have anything else in term. Everybody was doing arthroscopy on shoulders and knees, so we could trim out the meniscus or fix some cartilage and do that arthroscopic or that minimally invasive approach for the other joints. But it was really hard to access the hip joint, and we didn't have the technology, and, you know, the learning curve for that procedure is pretty high, so we didn't have the technology combined with the surgeons that were able to put together the arthroscopic hip component. And in the past 10 years or so, it's really started to skyrocket as far as what we're able to do with an arthroscope inside of the hip. And we can address a whole bunch of different problems that previously, as you were saying, you either had to just live with and suck it up, or you'd have a hip replacement because it was hurting you too much, and those were the only options we had. Now, with arthroscopic hip surgery, I can perform a minimally invasive procedure for the hip and address a number of different injuries that are inside of the hip, whether they're cartilage injuries, malalignment, or the structure of the bones might be slightly off, causing pain. There could be tendon problems or loose pieces floating in the hip, a whole bunch of different things that can occur. Yeah, that can occur and cause you pain and popping and clicking, that now can be treated in a minimally invasive outpatient procedure rather than having your hip replaced or just living with it.
That is wild. I mean, that is so important for our listeners to hear, because I'm a nurse, but I've sort of been out of the hospital and doctor's office, so I don't know what is going on. When people ask me, I'm like, you know, speak to the doctors that I refer to, and they're the experts, not me, okay? So I know that, you know, people who are listening right now, when we come back from our break, which we're going to take in just a second, Dave will be on the phones, and you can ask Dr. Peter Gamacorda your questions. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. People are outside today, you know. I hope they are outside and getting some vitamin D and all that. But while you're doing that, and the turkey trot's coming up, Doctor.
The turkey trot is coming up.
And I know Dave's doing the turkey trot. My husband registered myself, himself, and our two girls. And I'm like, okay, who's going to cook, okay? Because I'm cooking for everybody. But, you know, I know people are going to be running in that turkey trot that don't normally run.
Yep.
And they're going to, there's going to be a little bit of discomfort and maybe even injury. And so, you know, maybe we should, you know, talk about that as well, because the knee is so vulnerable, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, we could talk about some running injuries and you know, how, you know, maybe our listeners could be training to for this event in the next couple of weeks to help them so that they decrease their chance of injury.
Exactly, so Dave. Listen up, Dave. All right. Okay, so when we come back, Dr. Peter Gamacorda from Northtown Orthopedics, he's in the house. By the way, his number is 716-204-2550.
That's correct.
All right, 716-204-2550, but that's not our number. Our number is 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We are streaming live worldwide, and I'll tell you what, we want to hear from you today. So join the conversation if you have any questions, comments. Maybe you worked through an injury, or you have some questions about preventing injury that you had before, whatever. Maybe you're running the turkey trot. Maybe you're deciding not to run the turkey trot because you're afraid you're going to get injured. Whatever it is, join the conversation. We're here to talk to you. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services, from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And I know one thing I'm going to do this week is I want to get a massage, because a massage, you know, when you're working out or, you know, working in the yard or whatever it is, and not just for sore muscles, but really there's so much more to it. I highly recommend you look up my good friend Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist. She has a practice, Therapeutic Massage Body Be Well Solutions. You can Google her or go to her website, Rebecca Albert, LMT Massage Therapy. She is amazing, and she's on Facebook as well. She does therapeutic massage. She also runs healthy eating, weight management programs, as I do. We're actually worked together on that. And she also is a, someone who has, works with the insurance companies. And so she does, depending on your insurance, she will take a copay. You know, again, you can, I know she's applied through the insurance companies to be a provider. So many times for many people, you can you know, get your massage covered by your insurance. And it should be like, it should be that way, because it's part of the holistic measures that, you know, help us keep us well. I know I've taken my 91-year-old mom to her, and my mom, she didn't want to get off the table after that. And so you can go to her website, Rebecca Albert, Licensed Massage Therapy. What I like about her, there's many things, but one of the things is that, you know, she works on my 91-year-old mom. She is an expert. She's been doing it a long time. I wasn't afraid to take my 91-year-old mom to her. And then also, she worked on me, and I need, obviously, I, you know, work out heavy, so I need someone who's very, very strong. And I have never gone to a woman that has been that strong for me. She'll do, it's all bio-individual. So anyway, check her out, Rebecca Albert, Licensed Massage Therapist, Body Be Well Solution, 716-316-2511. Again, 716-316-2511. Go to www.RebeccaAlbertLMT.com. All right, so Dr. Peter Gambacorta in the house. He is an orthopedic doctor who specializes in sports medicine for the shoulder, hip, and knee, and also has subspecialties as well, pediatric adolescent sport injuries, and really not just sports injuries as we were talking about before. It could be, you know, slipping on the ice. We got skiing and snowboarding coming up. We're going to have a field day with that, I know, because my whole family is snowboarders. And so today he's in studio here, and we were just about talking about knee injuries, and really, you know, I mentioned the turkey trot coming up, doctor. Lots of people do it just because it's a fun thing to do, and they can wear, you know, headsets. But we should go to the phones first, because I know that we have people waiting here, and Dave's going to be tapping on the glass here. Carol from Buffalo, you're on The Raw Truth. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling in. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling in regards to, well, I didn't hear you say anything about the doctor participate with or take patient with back problems.
I'm not a back specialist. I usually refer out to some other non-operative back specialists in the area, so I'm not seeing back patients typically.
Okay. That's what my question was in regards, and could I hang on and you give me maybe a name or something of a doctor?
You know, in a couple of weeks, I'll be having a doctor on the show from Buffalo Sport and Spine. And, yes, so listen in, and I'm very excited about that.
Is that a, I just started listening to you. You come on every Saturday?
Every Saturday at 11, yes. And if you go to my website, robbieraw.com, all of my podcasts from...
Is Robbie who?
Robbie Raw. It's like raw vegetables, but R-A-U-G-H.
Okay.
Yes, and so if you go to my website, robbieraw.com, or find me on Facebook, you can
Robbie, capital R-O-B-E, Robin.
No, Robbie. Well, my father named me Roberta, but it's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E.
Oh, B-B-I-E.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and what's your name again? Carol. Carol. You know what? You got to keep listening, because seriously,
I most certainly will.
The first Saturday in December, I'll have a doctor on from Buffalo Sport and Spine, and I know also Dr. Matt, of course, Dr. Matt Misiak from Misiak Chiropractic. He's on all the time as well. So those are the two doctors that can help you out with your back.
Okay.
And
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, and by the way, you can call Dr. Matt Misiak at 564-8800. 564-8800.
Okay.
And
that's Buffalo or the suburbs?
It's in Amherst. He's in Amherst.
Okay.
Missia Chiropractic, yes. Give him a call.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Carol. God bless you. Thank you for calling
in. God bless you, too.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
And tell your mother I said hi.
Oh, I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So funny, because, I mean, I'm telling you, everywhere I go, people ask me about my mother. I'm in the grocery store, and they're like, how's your mom? I'm like, do I know you? I don't even know you. But they're like, I hear you talk about your mother. I see your picture on Facebook.
You're the so local cute. Celebrity, so everybody knows you.
No, everybody knows my mom. She's the celebrity. Oh, gosh. Okay, so, yeah, so people are going to be,
The turkey trot's coming up, so there's another running event. And, you know, this turkey trot in Buffalo is... an event where we have some serious runners in it and some people who like to go out and have a few pops before they go for the run and a few pops after the run. So, you know, it's kind of a mix between serious runners and those that are not serious about running. But either way, there's different ways that you can train for this event or any of these running events. And when I'm talking to my runners about this, helping to prevent injuries, most of the injuries that runners are going to get are going to be overuse injuries. We see more stress-related injuries to the bones in the foot, in the leg, and in the hip. We see a lot of strains to some of the muscles as well. Now, usually in November, not today's beautiful, but usually in November for the Turkey Trot, it's going to be a little cold in the morning. Yes. It will be very important for some of these runners to do a little warm-up first, get the blood moving, do a little stretching, make sure they're not going to pull any muscles when they're out there. If they have the ability to do some training between now and then, often doing some training on an all-season track with some good shoes is very helpful to not get those stress-related injuries and to help decrease that risk, and to work in a program where they are going to acclimate or do this periodization where their bodies are going to start getting used to running. I know there's going to be a lot of runners out there on that Thursday morning that haven't run all in the last few months.
Last few years.
To help prevent some injuries, it's important to try to get your body used to that running and that that activity. So I often have my patients, when they're coming back from an injury or getting into a running program, that they do like a 3-5 program. We do like a 5-minute walk, a 5-minute run, a 5-minute walk.
Yes.
And then you start to increase that middle segment. And you can do that if you're running on your treadmill or you're running outside. You can increase your distance. You can increase your length of time. You can increase your speed. You can play with that. And you start to increase that number, but you want to do it slowly. You don't want to jump up and coming back from an injury when you're a major runner and you're used to running, you know, 19 miles out, you know, 19 miles on a regular basis come off of an injury and go right back to that 19. You got to slowly wean your way back up. And even for something like a 5K Turkey Trot, if you're not used to running, please make sure that you're hydrated. Make sure that you're using the right shoes. Make sure that you at least have done some running beforehand. And,
yeah.
Have fun.
Well, and the thing is, it's not, I mean, you know, we're talking about knee injuries, but sometimes it's the hamstring or whatever, right?
It could be anything in the lower extremity. And you see back, you can see every part of the body that can be injured with running. So.
And today is such a beautiful day. So people need to get out there. And that is what I recommend for my clients too. It's that 5-minute, you know, walk, run, increasing even for cardiovascular endurance to improve your cardiovascular endurance. And a lot of my clients, you know, have asthma and things like that. You just can't go out there on one cold day and start running because, number one, you might start wheezing. Number two, you might, you know, I mean, and then the other thing, doctor, is I know a lot of runners over the years have come out of their car. I used to see this at Delaware Park when my husband and I used to run there and start stretching. And before they start warming up, so they're stretching on cold muscles. And of course, that's not advisable anymore. And so we want to make sure that people warm up too and do a, you know, a warm up. I did the warm up for the breast cancer walk for 10,000 people a couple weeks ago. And even though it was a walk, it was important for people to warm up, you know. And
absolutely.
It was a free, absolutely. It was freezing that day.
We got to get you down at the Turkey Trot, getting everybody warming up.
You know, I'm always so busy on Thanksgiving, you know. It's like such a big deal for me to, you know, make everything, and I do it all myself. So I think.
You're doing the cooking for your family on Thanksgiving.
I do. I always do. My mom did it for many years, and you know what? Now it's my turn. But, yeah, so I don't know. If I come, I'll come with my apron on. I don't know. I might not be able to make it. But you know, the types of conditions that you see. What is the most common in terms of the knee?
In the knee, a couple conditions that I see in the knee commonly: meniscal tears, ACL injuries. You know, as far as injuries are concerned, I see a lot of anterior knee pain, which is knee pain around the kneecap. Those are some common ones that I will see in the office on a regular basis.
And in the gym, people always say, you know, I got this pain in, like, right in the middle of my knee, like right in the front of their knee.
Yeah.
And I say, well, if it hurts, don't do it and go get checked out before it gets any worse. Because
That's great advice.
Thank you. I would like that.
Yeah, you know, so like that pain that's kind of right in the front of your knee is that anterior knee pain that I was talking about. And it can be one of a list of, I don't know, tens of, to 20, 30 different things that it could be when it's in that area. So it's hard to kind of just key point one thing. But right. We end up kind of wastebasketing a diagnosis to call it patellofemoral when it's the articulation between your kneecap and the femur bone. The under part of the kneecap is shaped like a V. The under part of the femur bone is shaped like an M. And the muscles that attach to your kneecap, the quadriceps, so you have four different muscles. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we see people that are in the gym and doing activities and they're coming in with this knee pain, they either started to run where they weren't running before, or they went into a program working with a trainer or somebody where they started doing a lot of lunging and deep knee bending and squatting, and they're putting a lot of strain through that joint.
Mm-hmm.
When you're running, you're going to see seven times your body weight through your kneecap joint. So if there is imbalances of the muscles, whether it's a stretching imbalance where there's tension or there's a muscle imbalance where one muscle is stronger than the other, it's going to pull that kneecap in one direction versus another. It's going to cause it to toggle and tilt. You often, I often see patients who come in complaining of pain, popping and clicking. Pain is worse after activities. Pain is worse with stairs and squatting and bending. Those are common things that I hear when they're having this problem. And a lot of it I end up sending back to the therapist because there's certain exercises that you can do to alleviate those symptoms, and it's stemming back to regaining that balance of the muscles and the tendons around the knee to make that kneecap balance better on the femur.
Wow, Dave, seven times your body weight on, did you hear that? Yeah, okay, you better start training today, Dave. just saying. But, you talked about, sending them for PT or whatever. I know when I was talking to my husband last night, I didn't even know this when he told me when he went to you for his shoulder injury, that it took really only three sessions of PT, because I always say, I don't have time for PT, okay? I just need some quick fix, okay?
Right.
But he said, once you identified what the problem was and then obviously wrote the script or whatever for the PT, It was only three times he had to go. And
yeah, it's a team approach. And, I think that you have to do what you said. You have to be able to identify what the problem was. When somebody comes in with that anterior knee pain, it hurts in the front, I have to be able to tell you what thing is going to help make it feel better.
Right.
Is it a shot that's going to help you, or is it going to be that you need, a certain therapeutic exercise based on this muscle group or this activity to make this better? But that's the part that, where I come in to help kind of keyhole that.
Yes.
It's not just a one-size-fits-all or, approach when you have your knee hurts in the front.
Right, because I'm looking at your website here, and there's like, I don't know how many different, 12 different conditions that you treat for the knee. So it's like, yeah, I guess that's the most important thing is finding out.
I'm sure that's the short list, too.
I'm sure it is. All right. So, listen, we are going to take a break. But once again, our phone lines are open, 883-5000, 883-5000. We are streaming live worldwide. I want to hear from some of our Canadian friends, too, sometime. Speaking of Canada, you know what? I love you guys. I love Toronto. I love the city of Toronto. I want to help the mayor get healthy. I want to help him get healthy. So, I just worry about that guy. I'm really worried about him. Anyways, 83-5000, 1-800-684-2848, Dr. Peter Gambacorta in the house, an orthopedic doctor and expert and surgeon in sports medicine, all kinds of injuries. Doesn't have to be something that you were, that you received by working out or in your sports or whatever. So call us, 83-5000. Join the conversation. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambacorta of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambacorta today at 716-636-1470.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And so, you know, I will be sending out my newsletter this weekend that I referred to on AM Buffalo yesterday when I was going through all my healthy options for your Thanksgiving dinner. And next week I'll be talking about pies, by the way. But also, I will be announcing the dates of our 12-week healthy eating classes, which start in January. I know I've gotten a ton of email messages about that. So they will be kicked off in January. And the other thing that I'm kicking off in January, and there is going to be a calendar for the entire year for 2014, I will be doing once a month accountability holistic health meetings and seminars. So once a month, a different topic for holistic health seminars. And those are for people who, you know, want to take it to a little bit higher level. And so I'm very, very excited about doing that. And, you know, I'll be talking about more about that as the days go on here. So make sure you check that out. Also, I just want to say that I posted some information on social media about that new research about more people needing statins. More people needing statins. I wasn't happy to hear that. And so, you know, we're going to have a conversation with that. I have an expert coming on in the next couple of weeks to talk about that as well. And so make sure you tune in. But today, Dr. Peter Gambacorta is in the house. Our phone lines are open, 883-5000-1-800-684-2848. People have told me I talk too fast. I'm always like this. I talk fast. I don't know. So you are from Northtown Orthopedics, and you also, your practice is in Amherst.
Correct, Amherst. We have our practice group has approximately 10 surgeons in the group, and we have about 8 different office locations throughout Western New York. And as you said, ski season is coming. We do have one at the base of the mountain at Holiday Valley in case anybody has an accident while they're skiing down in Ellicottville.
Wow, but, I did not know that because that's where my family skis and snowboards.
Yes, so we have offices in East Amherst, in Williamsville, in Kenmore. I work at a children's hospital one day a week as well. So
wow, so you're busy. So do you ski or snowboard?
I do. I ski.
Yeah, and your beautiful
I never
wife?
Got into snowboarding. I couldn't. When I ski, I usually don't have a whole week to enjoy skiing, but yeah. I know how to ski, and I never wanted to spend the 3 days on my butt to learn how to snowboard, so I just enjoy skiing.
I know, and you know, I learned how to ski. I was trying to, you know, pretend I liked the cold when I first started dating my husband, but that wasn't the case. But, you know, with my kids, they snowboard, so he got into snowboarding. But does your wife and your kids, they also ski?
My wife skis. My son, my oldest son, is still young. He's 5. So I'm going to try to get him skiing this year.
Yeah.
The other ones are too little yet. We tried last year. It just ended up being a big quad workout. Well, I had him on the tether and trying to go down in that crouch position the whole time.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. Tubing. Yeah. or sledding.
Exactly. Tubing was a little easier.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, you know, what kind of injuries do you see? Obviously, I'm sure, you know, because I actually broke my nose skiing one time. So I'm sure you see, you know, wrist and arm and
yeah,
leg.
Yeah, wrist and clavicles and fractures in the leg. There's a bunch of different injuries that you can occur. And majority of them that I think occurring, you know, when I hear the people and they're coming in and telling me about what happened, it's usually that last run of the day when they're fatigued and the mountain's getting a little icy because the sun's going down. That's usually when these injuries occur. So I think it's important to try to prevent these injuries is, one, make sure that your equipment is fitting properly, your bindings are tuned to your weight and your size. But two, understand that, you know, if you haven't been skiing a lot and you're not in the best of shape, if you're feeling fatigued, it might be time to take a rest, go get a hot chocolate, rather than push it to try to do those extra 2 runs, because those are usually when the injuries are going to occur, your muscles are getting tired and they give out on you, and then you fall and hurt yourself.
Amen. Honey, Jeff, I hope you're listening right now, okay? Because my husband never wants to take a break. He likes to ski on the black diamonds, and he's, like, over the edge. He skis on the edge all the time. I'm like, you're going to get injured, and guess who's going to be taking care of you? Me, okay? So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you, because when I was skiing, you know, I really felt like, I started to get sloppy. I started to fall more when I was more fatigued. And, you know, also what happened with me is that I obviously lift pretty heavy in my classes. And so my quadriceps were so sore. It was almost impeding the way that I was skiing because, you know, I felt, you know, I was in a constant state of contraction with the quadriceps. So I wasn't doing my best. So, I mean, you have to kind of vary your workout days. Right. Don't do legs the day before.
And it's a different workout, too, skiing from doing workout in the gym with resistance. You know, there are different exercises, and you're going to work the muscle. Even though it's the same muscle, you're going to work them differently. So you just have to, you know, again, you periodize yourself where you're going to get used to doing this skiing or this activity rather than going out and spending your full 10 hours on the slopes without taking a break.
Well, I did not know that you your practice, Northtown Orthopedics, was at the end of the hill at Ellicottville. How long have you been doing that?
We've had several years, a office location out there.
That is very cool.
Yep.
I hope no one I know needs to use it, but it's very good because obviously, you know, you're way out there.
Yeah. You know? We're close by when you need us, and then we're back home when you come back home.
I like that. We better go to the phones because the clock's ticking here. Okay, we have good morning, and I can't see it. Is this Satara? Good morning from Ontario. Satara?
My name is Satara Roby.
Hi, and I think I've heard you on Neil's show.
Yeah, I'm always a part of Neil, I'm sure.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this is my first time to call into your show.
Oh, I know. I haven't heard you before, but I've like I said, I've heard you many, many times on Neil Boron's show every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6.
Yeah.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I just want to tell you a little about me and my diet and everything. I'm a senior, and, you know, in all my life, I've never been on a diet. My diet is fasting and exercise.
Mm. Well,
and when my body need detoxing, I just do fasting and exercise. And I am one, I never choose what to eat, but I practice portion control a lot. And last month I went for my physical, and my doctor says I weigh 128. So I just call in to share a little about me with you.
Aw, well, praise God for that.
Yeah.
Diets don't work. I don't like diets. They just decrease the amount of calories, and we actually need calories. I do anyway for energy and for working out and for doing daily functions. But, you know, I like the Daniel fast and some of the other fast, not fasting completely fasting, but, I do like some of the, food fasting, you know, fasting with food, but we'll have to talk about that. I want you to call in again,
on
one of the shows that we're anytime. Actually, you can call in anytime, but I have to say this. I did see your picture on Facebook, when Neil was in Canada.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw a picture of you and I was like, I'm so happy to see your picture because I've always heard you over the years.
I never know that he put it on there, you know?
Oh, that is so funny.
Was it the one with the coffee?
I can't even remember.
I just remember.
Yeah, I just remember you because you always call in, and I'm glad you're finally calling into my show. We're kind of short on time today, but I want you to call in again, and we'll talk more about what you're doing because I want to hear about it, and it might help the other listeners as well.
Okay, Robbie. Fine.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, Satara. Bye-bye. Okay, all right, let's go to the next one here. Cindy from Tonawanda, you're on The Raw Truth. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll make this quick since you said you are short on time. I fell 8 weeks ago and since then have been really, really terrified of falling again and having trouble getting in taking a shower. Even if I'm not dizzy or shaky or worried about falling during the day, I get in the shower and that's like my Achilles heel, I suppose. But not really calling about my heel. You said that there were some exercises you can do to regain your confidence and balance and stuff like that. You talked about that when people fall, that they're terrified of falling again. And I'm just wondering what.
Yeah, there's definitely a psychological component to when you have a fall that you do have this fear of falling again, even though your body might be able. Now, did you have any injuries? I didn't hear if that had occurred, or is it just.
I hurt my knee really badly, and so it was a little dicey stepping into the tub. And then I called your show a few weeks ago when you were on, and you gave me permission to go ahead and get my stitches wet. Because I had stitches on my face, and I was worried about getting my face wet. And that kind of started, I think, the whole thing with the shower, because I'd get too close, my eyes would get water in them, it'd burn, I'd have to close my eyes, I'd get all panicked, going, oh, I got my stitches wet. So, but the injuries are pretty much healed.
Yeah. And now so if you still have some... Cindy, if you still have some unsteadiness where you don't feel confident in the way that your legs are working because you're afraid of falling again, I think seeing a therapist close by your home might be of benefit to you. They, you know, there's a lot of very good therapists in the area, physical therapists, who can work with you to retrain some of the muscles and give you that confidence back.
Okay, as opposed to just doing things at home like squats and things to strengthen my legs.
I think you need a little guidance first. You know, as Robbie had alluded to, you know, a while ago, that her husband only went to therapy a couple times to learn what he needed. That's what you need at this point, because I can't just tell you how to do a squat at home unless you know exactly how to do it without hurting yourself.
That's what
the therapist is helpful for.
Right thing.
Yeah, so that's why a therapist is very helpful, because they can show you how to do things correctly without hurting yourself and then put you on the road back to recovery.
Okay, all right, well, I'll definitely look into that on Monday, because nobody wants to be around me anymore since I'm not showering.
Oh, boy, okay, yeah, check it out, Cindy.
Yeah, and I chopped off all my hair because I can't wash my hair because I get too, if I lean forward or lean back, I'm afraid I'm going to fall, and so I just cut my hair off.
Oh, my goodness gracious, all right. Well, listen, you call back on another show because we gotta make sure we stay close to you, I think.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Cindy,
all
God
right.
Bless you.
I'll check out the PT thing, thanks.
Definitely, God
take
bless.
Care.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors again. We're running out of time. I just want to get this in, though. And, Cindy, you might want to hear this, too. Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist. She is a new sponsor of the show. I'm so grateful. My own massage therapist. She's wonderful. You've got to check her out. You know, therapeutic massages, it doesn't just feel good. It's not like somebody just petting your back or petting your arm, you know. It's actually therapeutic. It helps, you know, release that lactic acid and all the things that we have that are causing us to feel discomfort. So you should check her out. Go to Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist, therapeutic massage at Body Be Well. Invest in your body for long term. And of course, as I said before, she also works with the insurance companies. Many of the insurance, insurances out there will be cover massage therapy. She is a authorized provider, so it might just be a copay for you, which is beautiful thing. Is it absolutely beautiful? But you know, therapeutic massage coupled with proper nutrition supplementation as preventative measures and part of an ongoing regime for your body with fewer doctor visits. Even though when you got to go to the doctor and see Dr. Peter Gambacorta, we want you to go. But you know. Just take care of your body holistically as well, and it means a healthier, happier you. So check her out, Body Be Well, and Rebecca Albert, as she's at 716-316-2511. Listen, time is running out. We'll be right back with Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we're back, but we're leaving, okay, because time is running out here. So Dr. Peter Gambacorta from Northtown Orthopedics, write this number down, 716-204-2550, 716-204-2550. Of course, you can go to their website, and, you know, I just Googled Dr. Peter Gambacorta, and it's G-A-M-B-A-C-O-R-T-A. Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Yay. Okay. So listen, the music's playing. I know we don't have much time. Thank you so much, Dr. Gambacorta,
for
coming in today.
Thank you, Robbie, for having me once again.
And we look forward to having you back. And I want everyone to stay healthy this week. If you get injured, you can call Dr. Gambacorta, but hopefully we're hoping that you prevent injury. And once again, remember that God commands us through the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And keep your eye on the Lord of Lords. We'll be right back here next week with The Raw Truth. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.